Yep, yes, people, it's another episode of On Some Bullshit, and it's me, it's your boy, it's the same person that was here the last episode, it's the same person that'll be here next episode, it's Black Raven! And the crowd goes wild. Yes, people, it's Salasa Gomi, aka Black Raven, and this is On Some Bullshit. And you know how we do, today's episode is, what is called It's Not You, It's Me. And if you're guessing, we're talking about bullshit in breakup excuses, then you're definitely right. Like, you're right. You got it. He's right. The thing is, so I've been asking around and asking about the most bullshit reasons that people got broken up with for, or people broke up with someone else for. And wow, the feedback has been not exactly mind-blowing, but it's been an eye-opener. You know, I knew someone once who got broken up with because, well, the person just didn't like how she slept. He said she slept funny. How do you sleep funny? Now, asking the guy further, it was more like, yeah, she sleeps alive. When you sleep alive, what it means is you sleep, but your eyes are not like completely closed. Yeah, they're just halfway. They look like you're awake. So if somebody just looks at you in passing, it looks like, oh, she's awake. Oh, hi, what's up? But then when you don't answer back, they come to you and then they say that, oh, this person is sleeping. So a guy broke up with a girl because she slept that way. Well, hey. That's his choice. That was his thing to do, not anybody else's vision. Now, there was another one. Yeah, one of the weirdest ones I saw. I say weird, not because it's strange, but because the reason is so basic. It's weird. Somebody got broken up with because... I don't even know how to say it. Because he felt like the person, his significant other, loved him too much. Now, let's break this down. Let's break it down real quick. What would make you, who decided to fall in love, or at least decided to get in a relationship, a romantic relationship, say, okay, I want to break up with you because I feel like you love me too much? I don't know about you, but I feel like that's just the height of fear, or you're scared you can't reciprocate the love given to you. And well, hey, it's okay. You always hear me say, I am a very weird person. Like, the things I accept or the things I get with, the things I get behind, most people look at them and they're like, dude, are you normal? Like, what's up with you? But then that's just me. I've learned to be open-minded, really open-minded. And one of the main things I'll tell you is this. If you're going to leave somebody, I don't believe in staying with somebody because for societal reasons. Let's call it societal reasons. Let's take, for instance, a married couple. And then the guy... the husband is beating on the wife steadily, like continuously, steadily. And then society would tell you, don't leave him. You have kids for him. You have kids with him. You, all those years you've been together. Would you just let you go down the drain? Bitch, yes. Dump his ass. Divorce the fuck out of him. You can't just be somebody's punching bag, but I digress. That's my point. Like, I get behind stuff like that. If you need to do it, the active word here is need to do it, please go for it. Like, it's necessary. So if you want to break up with someone, that's not a problem. But one thing I know for sure about myself is this: I really like leaving people better than I met them. Now, I'm not even gonna lie, like, I was born that way, you know, I'm super like that. No, I'm super, but some of those things I had to learn them. And before now, it was a shit show. Like, I never really cared like that. And some things I really don't care. But the point is this. If you're going to leave someone, especially someone you were romantically involved with, you know, feelings were put into it, emotions were there, it's better you leave them better than you met them. or just leave them the way they were. Yoruba people have this saying, they say, Orisabo legbe mi, Femile bishewa. What it means is this: if you can't help me, if you can't make me better, then leave me the way I am. Don't come and add to my stress in this life. Like, I can't punch you in the face. Don't come and stress me. If you're not going to make me better, then don't try to leave me worse than you found me, because trust me, I will become karma myself and I'll come and bite you in the ass. Like, there is no back and forth about it. So instead of leaving people worse off than you met them, try to leave them better. So back to it's not you, it's me. So somebody goes, like, he had a girl in school for about 6 months, never argued or anything. One day she got angry over something stupid, and at the time he let it go. But then on his way home, he just thought about it and decided, fuck it, I can't deal with this. And he broke it off. Like, now, let's get something straight. Again, your reason for breaking up is not but come on. Just once? I mean, you were dating for 6 months. 6 months, guy. 6 freaking months. And then, just because she blew up one time, you felt, hey. You know, I'm a fan of break up if you want to break up, I'm also a fan of work it out. Like, work that shit out. Before we get to the, personally, me, myself, and I, before we get to the point where I say, okay, honey girl, I'm done. We would have gone through stages of fuck you, I hate you, I love you, yes, come back, and all that. Unless, though, there was this special case. I mean, it wasn't even anything serious per se, but it was more like I felt if I had continued in that relationship, that wasn't going to work out for me. Yes. Sometimes you have to be selfish, you know, in a romantic relationship especially. Sometimes you have to be selfish to be selfless. Oh my gosh, I should put that in a mug. You have to be selfish to be selfless. But the point I'm trying to make is this: sometimes you have to think of yourself first before you put the other person into the equation. Now, most people don't like hearing this. I've met a lot of people who don't like it when I tell them what I did because I was thinking of you. To tell you, yeah, is it your, don't think of me, let me think for myself. That's all well and good. I mean, obviously, I don't know what's going on in your head. But if I do something, you know, that I feel would benefit both of us, but in the initial stage, it hurts you. What I tell people is, I don't need you to understand it now, but in future, you will get it. You will understand. Like, it will come to you. Don't stick with someone just because, okay, you know bullshit reasons why you guys stay together now. His money, her money, she has nice boobs. I'm sorry, what's going on? What are we doing? I mean, falling for somebody because they have nice boobs and ass is acceptable. I've done it before. A lot of times, actually, I've done it before. But then staying when you see that there is no future in that relationship is just plain stupid, really. Because then it all comes back down to being hurt when you have to break it off. Then you start building up bullshit reasons. You start building up stupid fights. Reasons for, I mean, things that you don't even have to fight over. Like, she breathes in your ear. Tell her, baby, you're breathing in my ear. You're disturbing me. Guy, come on. Please. But then let's get back to some of the answers I got, because there were some really blue some really blew me away. Oh yeah, this one, she said, he said I'm a drama queen. And we barely even texted. Like, I'm trying to understand this. So, we're dating. We don't even text like that. It's like, we don't text. And then I'm a drama queen. Why? I'm also a very huge fan of go straight, like, come correct. Don't bullshit me. Don't come at me with stupid reasons. Don't come at me with bullshit reasons. Come correct. Like, dude, I don't like you anymore. Or you piss me off if I look at you. I mean, it's okay if that's how you really feel. But don't come at me with with these reasons that make me question my sanity, that make me question my integrity. That's what I'm talking about when I say leave people better than you find them. For instance, if you break up with somebody because of a trumped up reason, I'm not even gonna go to that. If you make up reasons to break up with somebody, I mean, things are not there. You leave them thinking what they did wrong. Now, instead of leaving somebody and just saying, you know what, I can't go on with this anymore, and then you use the really age-old line, it's not you, it's me. If you're going to use it's not you, it's me, tell them why it's you. Because at this point, everybody knows if somebody says it's not you, it's me, it's bullshit. There's a deep-seated reason somewhere. If I use it's not you, it's me, honey, trust me, it's you. It's all you. This is not even me at all. So, if you're going to use it's not you, it's me, give them the reason why it's them. Give them a reason like, it's not you, it's me. I don't like you anymore. Or it's not you, it's me. I found someone else. You get it? Do not leave somebody thinking maybe her sex game is bad, or her head game is bad, or she's a bad person. You know, these things leave some people really depressed. Some people get really depressed over these things. I've met people, or rather, females, and a few guys too, who were really distraught. When I say distraught, I mean, maybe I should use the word destroyed. After their boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with them, they were broken. Well, I won't even lie, I was there at one point, just once. I was a mess. I was a hot mess. I woke up, look up. It felt like I lost a really core part of myself, like the actual reason, for my being. It felt like I lost it because I was in love. Man, I was in love. It was magical for me. Anyways, it was magical. Anything she wanted, you know, anything I wanted, she got it for me. It was magical. And then boom, just like that, it was over. And man, I was broken. No. I was broken. Though she didn't give me the it's not you, it's me speech. But that's my point. Like, if somebody's going to feel that way, man. Why make it worse for them? Why make it that bad? Making them feel like they were wrong for loving you. It really isn't cool. It's bullshit. That's just the other way. Okay, one of my exes broke up with me because I couldn't afford to take her out for food, money, noon and night at restaurants that cost a lot. Wow. Even though I can cook and would cook, I would make candlelit dinners and would take her out on special occasions, it was the price that mattered. Wow. Man. Not the quality of food or anything else, but the cost. Oh my God. I did love her and I was going to propose because I'm a man and dumb. Aw. She didn't like the ring because it wasn't expensive enough. Whoa. Whoa. Wow. Okay, you know what? We've got people are really, I mean, people give really bullshit reasons. So because I can't take you out, me personally, Suki, I can cook. So I cook. So I'm trying to imagine now I have a girlfriend and because I decide to cook all the time or not take you out to eat all the time, then you break up with me. Ah, auntie, goodbye, yo. Good riddance. In fact, bye-bye. There's no coming back from that. You know, that's not that funny thing. You all break up with people and then you think, okay, we'll be fine. Or I'll just, you know, just pop up back into his life at some point. Fuck you. That's not fair. That really isn't fair. If you're gonna break up with someone, do it and go. Like, don't come back. Don't even. Please don't come back. Don't come back. Stay away. Stay away from me. Don't come back to me because I can punch you in the face. Though I can say that now. But remember the person I said broke up with me and I was really heartbroken and everything. Oh boy. She came back. Well, we didn't get back together, but I felt pretty good that she was back in my life. I felt really good about it. I'm not even going to lie. But it turns out she just came briefly. I don't know what the fuck she came back to do. And then she was gone again. Though it wasn't bad this time around, because, well, I didn't really get over her completely the first time, but at least let's just say this time I wasn't surprised that she left. So that's the thing. But again, please, I think I feel the need to drum this up. If you're gonna break up with someone, try to make it as clean as possible, because if you don't, you are leaving a lot of shit for the next person they date. They carry all that baggage, all that insecurity into the next relationship. That's not fair. Come on. It's not fair. I wouldn't want to date somebody now who I know I've fallen for. I mean, we fall easily. Let's not lie to ourselves. We fall easily. Now, I wouldn't want to fall for someone who's got that much baggage or who's got that much heartache. Yes, let's go with heartache. Because these things don't heal easily. I'm talking from experience here. They don't heal easily. Breaking up with someone is not a fun experience for the person being broken up with. For you, doing the breakup, it's like, yeah, it's all good. Yeah, we're fine. She'll be fine. He'll be fine. He's a big boy. She's a big girl. She'll figure it out. Yeah, while that might be true, it takes a long time for some people to get over their people that were supposed to be the significant others. Because if you're like me, I don't date you just to, you know, date, temporary. I'm already picking baby names, picking house specifications, picking car colors and shit. I'm thinking future. So when it ends like that, well, let's just say now I have to start rethinking, because obviously I'm not going to bring your... Well, what I'm not going to bring what I had planned for life with you into the next relationship. And if I keep doing that, after a while, it gets tiring. And then when it gets tiring, I just look at the next relationship like, why am I bothered? It's just going to be the same thing. So try not to leave people messed up. If you're going to do it, you know, be civil. I was going to say be nice, but there's been no nice about it. If you're breaking up with somebody, you're not nice about it. Now, or unless you're doing them a favor that they don't know about, then please go for it. But again, if it's, try to make it as clean as possible. That's my point for this episode. It's not you, it's me. It's, if you're going to break up with someone, try to make it as clean as possible. Don't leave them with a lot of hurt feelings, because hurt people hurt other people. That's just, there's no way around it, per se. If you're hurt one way or the other, you're gonna hurt someone else. It takes a lot of mind over matter kind of training to not hurt other people when you're hurt. Trust me, when you're hurt, you just lash out. And even though sometimes, even when you think, okay, I'm not going to hurt anybody and all that, it still sort of shines through. It still sort of comes out. So if you're going to do it, please, again, understand, I'm a fan of breakup. If you're going to break up. You don't have to be there and be unhappy. But do it with compassion. Yes, think of it that way. Do it with compassion. Because it's a messy thing. It's a messy thing when your heart's broken. So before you decide to use your, it's not you, it's me. Yeah, pause. No, don't even pause. Stop. Think about it. How can I go about this in a better, more compassionate way? does it necessarily have to be mean and messy? It doesn't have to be. Truth be told, it doesn't have to be. You can make it as nice as possible. Oh, hi. Okay, so here's the thing. Though there are some statements in the relationship that if they come, you just your heart just goes 20 different ways. And one of them is we need to talk. So you can hit them with the we need to talk so they come prepared. Now, if you hit me with we need to talk now, I'm expecting you to tell me you want to break up with me or you're pregnant for me or something like that. Funny thing is nobody ever says we need to talk when they want to say something nice like, okay, we need to talk. So I've decided to spend my whole life with you. Yeah, people don't usually do that. I don't know why is that? I need to find out why that happens. But when it's about to be, I'm pregnant, I missed my period, or I'm breaking up with you, then we need to talk comes up. So you can hit them with the we need to talk. So they come to you prepared for the worst, and then you ease them into it slowly. Okay, so it's not the easiest thing for me to do right now. You know, make them feel loved. I mean, unless, of course, you were in a relationship with them just for the sex, then you must have felt something for them. Tap into that thing you felt for them at one point, even if you don't feel it for them anymore. You know, tap into it at that point in time and speak from that place. It makes it easier. I don't know why. Maybe you feel like you fell in love with her because of her eyes, then look at her eyes when you're talking to her. You fell in love with him because of, I don't know. You know, we fall in love for the weirdest reasons, really. I know that for sure. So focus on that. It helps you work clean. Yeah, let me use that word. It helps you work cleanly. It makes it a clean cut because then you would be able to put yourself in their shoes. And you wouldn't do something really stupid like hurt them and just tell them stupid shit like, okay, I'm breaking up with you, you're a nasty person, you snore when you sleep. Bitch, people snore when they sleep. It's a normal thing. You don't like it doesn't mean you have to make me feel bad about it. You get what I'm saying? So try to hit them with, okay, so you know how you sleep at night and you wake up in the morning and I'm always awake before you? Yeah, well, it's because I can't sleep. Why can't I sleep? You snore. And I can't sleep when people snore. So I don't think this is going to go anywhere. I mean, it's a bullshit reason, but hey, you ease them into it. You didn't make them feel like freaks of nature for snoring. You get my point. So think about it before you do it. That's all I'm saying. All this, when you have been speaking since morning, it's just for that. Think before you do these things. Then you will jam somebody that has more baggage than you've handled out. You will not like it though. You will not like it at all. It's a really nasty thing when somebody comes into a relationship with all this baggage that they can't drop outside the relationship. They bring it in. When they bring it in, it hurts you, it hurts them, it hurts everyone around you because it's a toxic thing. So, you know, think about it before you do it. So it's been quite... I don't think he was serious. I don't think I was that serious, but I wasn't, you know, chucking around all the time. But it's been fun hanging out with y'all again on another episode of On Some Bullshit. And to be honest, it's getting really fun. I feel like I'm getting to know you, even though you don't know me yet. But you will. So don't forget to hit us up on Twitter. Jam it. On Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, on Twitter and Instagram at JamitFM. At JamitFM. It's been fun hanging out with you guys. It's been On Some Bullshit. And this is Sugami, aka Black Raven, signing out. Peace out. Love y'all.